Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up, everybody?
The list is out.
Oh,
the dirty Epstein list is out.
Chaos.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if it's chaos.
I mean, some of it's dirty.
Oh, it's all dirty. Let's be real, dude. Let's be real. It's all dirty to some extent.
Is dirty as all hell.
I don't know. Listen, we want to talk. I don't know much about it. Honestly, I've had a little bit of a busy day, and I haven't got. I've seen some random TikToks about, oh, this is this.
Dude, it just came out like 3 hours ago.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Maybe two. Maybe
okay.
two.
So, yeah, I don't.
There is some names being said, and we can get into it.
Okay, okay. Anyways,
hell yeah.
Happy hump day, everybody.
Yeah, buddy.
Midweek.
The hump has been giveth.
Mid-hump.
The hump has been taketh.
Well, we're coming down from that hump. You know what I mean?
Is this list, is that like, it comes out on hump day? Is that weird?
Oh, you think that's,
hump day.
God, no
hump,
shit.
Hump planes. There's a hump plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's like a twist on that dirty hump island.
God, dude.
Yeah.
Gross.
Speaking of which, I watched Sound of Freedom last night for the first time. Finally.
Oh, it's good, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you bump my headphone up a tad? Yeah, I actually haven't. I haven't seen it. We had some time alone, okay, with no kids, and I got to watch it, and it was good. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what else to say. I was like, okay. I did not cry.
Yeah, that's pretty much all that it's doing. It's like, hey, it brings light to this problem that will never get resolved. Yeah. Okay.
I thought, yeah, I mean, I think what's the craziest thing about it is just like when you see it in video of how, even though it's dramatized, how like scary that situation would be for a kid. It's like like, wow, dude, like I can understand how you would never be the same after that. So, but I actually thought it was better than I thought it would be as far as like, I was actually.
Well, Caviezel's a great actor, dude.
He is, but even the other dudes, like, I just thought everybody, it didn't seem low budget, really. Even though it was a little bit more of a low budget, it didn't feel that way. And I was definitely into it. And I thought it was good. I was actually surprised. I kind of went into it thinking, this is going to be okay. You know?
Okay.
Informative.
Well, good, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I want to see where the money for that film actually goes and what kind of resolution it can have as far as. Bringing awareness, Trump had a viewing party for it. So hopefully he's all down to like fix that.
Well,
you know, I don't know what he's doing, but behind the scenes,
the moral to me was that like, you can make a change if you want to. Like people can make a change on this stuff they want to. And he was, you know, obviously he was withheld and he was held back from doing what he wanted to do as far as rescuing kids. But he took the initiative seemingly and kind of took things under his own control and. I feel like that's what we got.
Trump
do.
Did?
No. The dude in the movie.
The guy in the movie?
Yeah, they wanted, you know, he went down to South America and they wanted to like send him home. They're like, we're going to stop the whole thing. The funding's done. You're done. And he quit his job and decided he was just going to do this.
Yep.
And like, I do like that, even if it's not fully true or whatever. I like that. Like, that's what's going to take. It's going to take people just saying like, we need to do whatever it takes to get this stopped. So.
Some drunk dude in the chat says, be careful tonight. Tim Pool got nuked tonight for talking about Epstein.
Yeah, I'm not worried. We're not Tim Pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we're not showing millions of people what's going on.
I appreciate that though. I appreciate the sentiment behind it. I
thanks for the heads up.
Yeah. I mean, who knows what he was saying about it, but
That's true.
I guess, listen, that's kind of the biggest topic I think people want to discuss. I do want to bring up one thing real quick that I wanted to talk about. And I didn't know that this was happening, but it's not surprising either. I can't think of his name right. I have it right here actually, but, he went on was on this podcast and he was talking about Dean Phillips. You guys know Dean Phillips? He's a moderate who's running for Democratic.
Have no idea who Dean Phillips is.
Okay, so he's
can he make a mean omelet? I'll eat it.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, it sounds like a good chef. Maybe. Dean Phillips, you know what I mean?
He's an heir to Minnesota liquor business and former chairman of the Talenti Gelato Company. So he's a
gelato. Okay.
It's a gelato. Anyways,
gelato.
The point is this. Does he have a chance? Probably not at all. But he came out on a podcast and he was talking about Florida Democrats came out and basically said that they came to agreement that Joe Biden is the nominee. Mm. They put all their delegates towards Joe Biden. And he was like, this is bullshit. Like, there are other people out here. So he kind of was talking about, you know, how it's shitty. Then North Carolina, same thing. Joe Biden will be the nominee. We're not even taking a vote.
Well, that's kind of like how they all agreed they weren't going to have this DNC debate or right.
Oh, yeah.
Or they weren't going to have like the debates. Right.
Yeah. So if you, Chris, I have the video, if you can just play it for me real quick and just kind of hear him. So he was ultimately saying like, they're trying to get the easiest route. They don't want Trump running. They don't want the competition. So hear him out. It's only 50 seconds long. So he's kind of a funny looking dude. He's got very beady, like, Kurt Russell eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, he kind of looks like one of my neighbors up here.
Oh, shit. Is he your neighbor?
He might be. Okay. And one of the, he was a pretty cool neighbor, too.
Okay. Okay. I think he looks like Kurt Russell.
You gotta be honest with Kurt man. Russell? No way.
Dude, look at his eyes, bro.
Yeah. No. That looks nothing like Kurt Russell.
I'm going to hold it up.
Okay.
Play this.
Democratic Party in Florida decided 10 days ago that Joe Biden won the primary. Without one vote being cast, 100 and some people on their executive committee said, we don't need a primary. Joe Biden will be the nominee, and therefore we will hand 250 delegates to Joe Biden. North Carolina the next week said, you know what? Despite the fact that I qualified by simply being a presidential candidate who is in the national news, that's their only predicate. They decided they don't need a primary either, that Joe Biden has won, and they will hand their delegates to him. And this is happening right in front of our faces. Mm-hmm. And the president has not said a word about it. So I'm concerned that part of what you're seeing right now is this duopoly working to actually prevent competition, prevent debate, and prevent voters from even opining. And that is the truth, and I've got to shine light on it, and I intend to do it every single day.
I intend to do it every single day.
Listen, yes. The guy doesn't stand a chance. Like, I can acknowledge that. But the problem I have is why are they so afraid to let people just vote? Like, why rush that Joe Biden is the nominee? Why not say, just run the election like we do every time? And if he gets 10 votes, he gets 10 votes, and Joe Biden will probably be the nominee. But, like, he should have the right to get a vote cast, right? Like, the people should have the right.
Yeah. I think this is all, like, gaslighting all of us, like, making us all so up in arms. We're, like, freaking out, blah, 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 but no one will freak out enough to go do something about it. You know what I mean? Like, it's obviously against the Constitution. It's not constitutional to take somebody off of the frickin' ballot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yes, obviously it's like, oh, they're doing this to stir everybody up, to stir the pot, get everybody fed up with this whole system. I'm just like, I'm sick of the whole fucking thing, dude. Yeah, I can tell, like, they're trying to get everybody riled up.
Well, here's the problem. I think that's a very easy way to say it. And I think you're right. I think it is probably get everybody rused about the whole thing and up in arms. The problem is that, like, what is stopping this from leading to something else? Like, it cannot just be like, well, they're just trying to piss us off. I mean, at the end of the day, if the Democrats even had a majority or had more judges out there, had a better Supreme Court, like, what's stopping them from completely taking Trump off the ballot? What's stopping them from having no competition for their candidate, right? And, like, that's not that far away. That's what worries me is, like, right now, whatever, Joe Biden probably is the nominee, right? Unless something changes and that may happen. But, like, what's stopping him from doing this in the next election when it's not Joe Biden, right? When it's somebody else in the mix or when Trump's out of office or whatever the situation, like, this could get real Nazi-like and, like, real dictator shit. And people are just going to be like, ah, they're just trying to get us upset. When in reality, there's a real problem. Like, it's a real problem.
Well, no, people aren't getting upset. That's the problem.
Well, I think people are.
Like, people should be getting very upset about what's happening to this country, and they're not doing anything.
No, and it's and the thing is like you said, who's this guy? Who's Dean Phillips, right? Like, no one knows who the fuck that guy is, and that's...
Omelet maker.
Yeah, he's an omelet maker.
Well, I think a lot of it, too, is there's only a certain amount of people they have absolute control over.
Sure.
And they only want those people as options.
Sure. But my take is it doesn't matter if you don't know who Dean Phillips is. It doesn't matter if the guy only has 100 supporters.
It's our right to have options.
If he is qualified to be the candidate, which he said the only factor is that he's on national TV, which is weird. If he is qualified to be a candidate, then he should be on a ballot and have people be able to vote. Because maybe people are so sick of Joe Biden that they're willing to take a chance on some Dean Phillips man. Like, I bet you if he was actually on the ballot, on a real ballot, I bet he'd get more votes than he thinks just because people don't like Joe Biden that much. And I'd rather just vote for this younger guy who can speak. I don't even know who he is. He makes gelato? Great. I love gelato. So let's run.
Never had one.
Never had gelato.
No.
What?
Is it good?
Yeah.
What is it? Is it coffee?
It's like frozen ice cream.
It's like a custardy kind of ice cream.
Yeah. Oh. It's very good.
It's like very good. A frozen yogurt, kind of?
It's between that and ice cream. You know what I mean? It's in the textures between the two, but they have some really good flavors and it's really soft.
Well, Chris, have you ever had like homemade ice cream? You know, the texture of a homemade ice cream.
Never had homemade ice cream.
Have you ever seen it though?
Dude, you ain't living, bro.
Where it's almost like it's at that point where it's like not all the way frozen anymore. It's like a softer, almost smooth.
Yes.
Yeah. So like
softer. a thicker milkshake.
So like when you put the ice cream in your bowl and then you put the syrup on and then you just stir.
Or if you did that to gelato, it would definitely get.
Because that's what I do. I turn it into more of a milkshake style, and I just stir it all up.
You just melt all the ice cream down?
Might as well just put it in the microwave, dude.
Yeah, I mean, what do you have. No, just make a milkshake.
Like when I bend my spoon on the ice cream, that's too hard.
My kids do that. I literally get so, I see red. I get so, I'm like, you're not eating ice cream anymore. Like, what the fuck is this milkshake that you're doing?
I love milkshakes.
Oh my goodness, Chris. You lost brownie points.
Ice cream's good too.
But. You lost brownie points. Anyways, that was one of the things I wanted to discuss with you guys. I think that the administration, the whole thing that's going on right now, like they are trying to get the easiest road to victory.
Well, it's the same reason why they're trying to get Trump off the ballot.
Yeah.
Everywhere else too.
Yeah.
I mean, they only want people to have one direction to go.
Yeah. Sad.
Yeah, but then again, it's like taking Trump off the ballot only helps Trump. Like, they know that this is helping him. They're doing this for a reason. They're steering people towards Trump.
I think that's happening inadvertently. I think they're trying to do whatever they can.
I don't think it's inadvertent.
Do you think they're trying to take Trump off the ballot to make him win?
No,
I do.
Why would they do that?
To make him win?
Yeah.
The nominee or win president?
Why would the Democratic Party do that?
Because I feel like they're all part of the same freaking bird, dude. Two wings of the same bird.
Then why would they want Trump to win?
Because, I mean, look what happened under Trump. America was great again, baby. They want America to be great. No, I don't know. I feel like censorship ramped up under Trump. They used Trump and conservatives to kick everybody off of platforms. They labeled people as conspiracy theorists if you're talking the truth. And, you know, it gives them more motive to do things like that, censorship. And I don't know. I don't think everything Trump does is very good. I mean, if you look at, like, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, the Smith-Mundt Act, right? You know how Obama either, I get confused whether it's like, whether he banned it or he implemented it.
No,
he made it legal.
I think what I understand is that it made it. Made the government able and media able to propagandize.
Yeah.
When before they weren't allowed to spread complete falsehoods. They could just say whatever they want.
Why didn't Trump get away with that? Or why didn't he ban that? Why didn't he overturn Obama's Smith-Mundt Act? He allowed it to go. And you think he called the media the enemy of the people. We all agree the enemy is the media. The media needs to be cleaned up.
Well, because
they're what sparks the fire.
Well, if you went in and repealed that, then the whole fake news thing would just disappear because now they can't prove themselves to be fake.
So you're getting rid of the problem, though. That's the whole point. You say,
yeah, but then you're just getting rid of it and you're not allowing people to see how bad, like how fucked up the media organizations actually are.
They already saw how bad it was. No, dude, come on now. They don't need how much do you need?
Nobody understood how much of a lying sack of shit most of those companies are until after Trump.
Okay.
I mean, I would agree. Well, I would agree.
I mean,
with that.
Maybe after like a couple years.
Sure.
You let them see, okay, a couple years, see what they did for the first 2 years of my presidency. Yeah. Now you get to see it. I'm repealing the Smith-Mundt Act.
Well,
no more propaganda.
What about now?
Yeah, but
when he's going through all the shit he's going through now, it's the same thing. Except now
I just
it's
don't think he's going to do anything to clean up the system. I don't think he's going to do anything. He hired all the deep state players around his ass. He's going to do it again.
Yeah,
he's not
but here's
clean
the
it
deal.
Up.
Like, here's the thing. Like, I'm trying to figure out like where you stand because at the time you were all on board with all of this. You were like, yeah, he has to hire this person so that people can see what he's like. I mean, that was your stance, like 100%.
I have flipped my stance.
Okay, well, that's what I want to know.
I have flipped my stance a lot.
Okay, first of all, I agree with you that act should have been taken out, right? But we can also understand that how many acts are there? How many bills are there? How many things are there? Lots. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And with everything going on, it's not, I mean, the wall didn't even get finished, bro. Like, with all this shit happening, all of the indictments, what's it called? Where he was going to be, they wanted to remove
impeachments.
Him. Impeachments. It's not shocking that all those things weren't checked off the list. So I'm trying to give him a little bit of leeway of saying like, would he have, I don't know. I don't know if he actually would have, if he had a free reign presidency, but you're right. You're not wrong. I mean, that should have been taken care of and it didn't. So that's a good one.
And it's a big one, dude. I mean, everybody rails against the media. And even today, I'm like, that is the one thing that they need to nip in the bud. Like they need to get rid of this speakerphone that's speaking mistruths. And where do you think the misinformation comes from?
Yeah.
Our media.
Yeah.
And he did nothing to stop it.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I think at this point, like, I don't know what Trump would do as far as like really kind of ending the swamp and doing all the other shit. I you guys know I was critical of that. Like, why didn't you put Hillary in jail? Like you had evidence. Why didn't you do it? At the same time, I think there's people that are in this very moment really struggling with the economy right now, with pay, with bills, with the cost of goods, right? That like Trump did an okay job. And I know we had that discussion last time, but he did an okay job of getting the economy back on track, at least making people feel good about it. I mean, business was booming. Things were good. You know, checks were good. And we really need that. I mean, if you're talking about priority list for me, like the economy has to get fixed. Like or we're going to have a big problem. Bubble pops, sure. big fucking problem. So, I mean, yeah, I just think it's like priorities. Where would the average American rate that priority that you just said? You know what I mean? Like on the list of like, hey, what do you need to get done? I would probably guess third, fourth, fifth on the list. You know what I mean? Like pretty low down.
I feel like if he didn't have that media cramming fake news down everybody's throats, he could have got a lot of shit done and a lot more support than what he got.
Maybe
that's just my opinion.
Yeah, no, I don't think you're crazy wrong. I think the Democrats would have done what they are going to do. You know what I'm saying?
And I mean, hey, for all it is, I'm probably going to end up voting for the guy. You know what I mean? Just because there's no one else to vote for.
Yeah,
I get but you. It's like, so we'll see what happens. We'll see if he fulfills his MAGA.
Dude,
promise,
I don't. Hey, listen, I want to be clear, man. I respect it. I totally get it. Not that long ago, I was on the train of like, hey, Trump is really not impressing me right now. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely have had a resurgence of like, hey, I'm with you. I want you to beat this shit. I want you to beat the Democrat. I'm sick of this shit. But at the same time, I get you, man. Like there's things that he's done, the COVID hand, all that stuff. We've talked about it lots. We'll see. Dude, it's better than Biden. Regardless of whatever you're saying, it will 100% be better than Biden. Like that's, at this point, that's what we have to have. Yeah. So,
you know what else is better than Biden? All these names being released here.
Ooh.
All these Epstein names dropping.
Fill me in. Fill me in. What did I miss? What's going on? What's the news?
So, yeah, I mean, essentially, this was like what, Chris? This was like 6 p.m. your time?
Yeah.
All this stuff kind of just was released. I was driving home from work, and I'm like, shit, of course.
It's confirmed that Bill Clinton is part
John Doe number 36.
Is part of the whole thing.
Yep.
There's been actually a lot of stuff being circulating that everyone's like, there you go, guys, because they specifically asked if Trump was ever on the planes, on those specific planes, or on the island, or in the houses in New York and stuff.
He was.
And they said no.
He was on the plane.
He was on a plane.
Two planes.
He wasn't on
supposedly
Apparently, this person, the witness, had never seen him before.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, everybody is, I mean, first when they posted the link to this thing, I have the link in the bookmarks too. You might be able to open it because I just opened it. When this first dropped, you couldn't open the damn link because it was just like crashing the server. But I'm going through Twitter or X and I'm saving all of these screenshots. And that's what I do want to everybody to be careful of, because they can make up some fucking screenshots here quick.
Oh, yeah. This would like the documents or would be very easy to fake.
Right.
The
so,
easiest.
I mean, I'm just taking this for what it is. And maybe that's what happened to Tim Pool. Who the hell knows? But I've bookmarked some stuff that we can kind of go through. And we can go through it in any order you want. I mean, if you want to scroll all the way down to the first one.
Sure do.
Okay. So, I was saving some too, I think. So.
Okay.
Epstein documents confirm that Donald Trump did not visit Jeffrey Epstein's home or island.
Okay, so questions
where are
here.
You at?
It says, am I on the wrong one?
Did you ever see Donald Trump at Jeffrey's home? Not that I can remember.
Which one are you guys
reading? I'm on the Last Americans one.
Yeah, we're on the Last Americans.
Are you at the very top of the list?
Very bottom.
No, very bottom.
Very bottom. It's right above the Shannon Sharp.
The Cat Williams
one. Cat Williams one.
Oh, okay. There's one right below that. Williams.
Okay. Testimony from one witness. Yeah.
Did Jeffrey Epstein talk to you about Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
And the answer was, I knew he had dealings with Bill Clinton. I did not know they were friends until I read the Vanity Fair article about them going to Africa together. Question, did Jeffrey ever talk to you about... Oh, Bill Clinton, that's the same thing. He said one time that Clinton likes them young, referring to girls.
This is the big one that's going viral. Everybody's like, okay, well, so Clinton likes them young. That should be the episode title, by the way.
Clinton likes them young. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's going to be a meme like no other meme going forward.
Well,
so Bill Clinton likes them young, referring to the girls.
So,
below that, you have this Epstein documents Trump references found.
Yeah.
Where you have Trump's casino was one of these places where they were all going to. So I don't know if you want to read that one. I mean, we don't have to read the whole thing, but
That one just says, and you said that you recall landing in Atlantic City. Did you go into Atlantic City? And they said, yes, we went to one of Trump's casinos. Did you actually go into the casino itself? Yes. Do you recall Virginia at the time, Virginia Roberts being present with you? Yes. Do you recall if she went into the casino? She was underage. I did not know anything about how old you had to be to gamble legally. I just knew she could get in because of an ID issue, or she could not get in because of an ID issue. So, so she and I did not gamble. That's what they said.
Yeah. And if you click to the next, there you go.
Okay.
So Jeffrey right here said that he would call Trump and we'll go to, I don't recall the name of the casino, but we'll go into the casino.
Sure.
Right. So Jeffrey Epstein said that he was going to call Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So that one's kind of interesting.
Sure. What's this here? Marvin Minsky. I don't know that. George Lucas. No. Donald Trump. No. Did you ever message Donald Trump? No.
Yeah. So they're talking about like the increased corresponding to messages or massages that you were giving to the guests.
Well, she said also.
Did any of the... it's right up here. Did any of the guests to whom you gave a massage mention that they expected something sexual?
No.
Did they engage in sexual contact that you refused? No.
Okay. And she also, they also say, sorry, I have to ask, but did you ever have sex with Alan Dershowitz in the back of a limousine with Virginia and Jeffrey present? And then absolutely not.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, there's that. I mean, listen, I mean, as far as Trump clearly from the records did not take part in the island seemingly and did not take part in the homes.
Yeah.
The casino thing to me, you know, like, listen, sometimes people have bad company. I think that I'm sure Trump knew that he was probably not great, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, what is he going to be? Like, you're banned. I think he ended up banning him.
From Mar-a-Lago.
Well, and Mar-a-Lago was referenced in this as well. I don't know if we have that right now, but I mean, eventually we'll get there.
Sure.
I think the next one up on the list talked about Stephen Hawking, because this is the one that I always wondered about. It's like, how the hell and what did Stephen Hawking do on the island?
Oh, you Stephen know what I mean? Hawking's, yeah.
It says, one of the quotes says, David Copperfield was at a dinner at Epstein's, and there was another girl present who looked young, and Johanna asked what school she went to, and Johanna did not recognize school name as being a college, and she did not recognize the name as being a college, and she said it was possible there was a high school age girl. Mm. Johanna said, Copperfield questioned me if I was aware that girls were getting paid to find other girls.
Yeah, so this one has to do with David Copperfield, who was mentioned in the Epstein documents.
Yeah.
And he pulled this girl off to the side and was like, hey, are you aware that there's other girls, they're getting paid to find other girls here? You know, so I don't know if he was trying to look out for people or if he was just trying to say, hey,
he was like trying to warn somebody,
like, this is what's going on here. I'm seeing this, you know.
Huh. And then he said, abracadabra.
And he's like, I'm going to make the Statue of Liberty disappear.
I actually saw David Copperfield in Portland when I was younger.
Really?
It's quite a show. I got to be honest.
Yeah, you did say that.
I did. It was good. It was really good. Back in the, you know, his prime days.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, where yeah.
Was he the one where he had like the flying tigers and stuff?
No.
Oh. I don't know.
He had
like, a hot wife, that's for sure.
He like made the elephants disappear and like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it is what it is, but it was a good show.
I think he made an airplane disappear once, and everybody was like, what?
Siegfried and Roy were the tigers and shit, and he got his face bit off or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He got his dick chomped on, something like that. Okay, so David Copperfield.
Chris, go to the one right below the David Copperfield one.
Yeah.
By Mario Knopfwall. So this says, Stephen Hawking's, quote, liked watching undressed midgets solve complex equations on too high up chalkboard.
What the fuck?
Is like, that real?
What?
That can't be real.
Oh, like, this is a different one, dude. This one has to do with an underage, the band Orgy. Yeah. So go back to the bookmarks here.
We'll just call it Blue Monday. You know what I'm saying?
That one was right below the David Copperfield.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, in the bookmarks. So where is it
that's
at?
That's where we're at.
Dude, yours are in a different order than mine. Sorry.
I don't know what to say about that. Oh, no, that's not. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I see it right here.
Well, read
Stephen
it. Just
Hawking.
Read it.
Just read it.
Yeah, like, it's fine.
Yeah, so basically the question was, hold on a second, wait, so you're telling me that Stephen Hawking frequented the island for pleasure? Yes, the answer. Yeah. Jeffrey loved to have intellectuals visit the island so that he could reward them for their hard work for humanity and for other darker reasons.
Who said
that? And then the question.
I don't know who is
answering this. I'm guessing it's Virginia Guffrey, but I don't know. This could have been, a different, because there's so many different documents. If you open up,
that's the only thing that sucks is that we're not seeing like who's saying that about.
Yeah.
Who.
Yeah. They don't reference like the actual document number, but this is all Guffrey versus Maxwell. So all of these screenshots supposedly, came from Guffrey versus Maxwell.
Okay. Getcha. No, it's cool.
But, that's what Stephen Hawking was into, watching undressed midgets solve complex equations on chalkboards that were too high for them to reach.
Yeah, you like the square root of that?
Try to reach it. Come on. Try to reach it. I dare you. Yes, this turns me on.
He just goes, boner, boner, boner.
Yes, that's the stuff. That's the ticket.
Hey, I hate to say this. I'm not trying to be mean, but like when you watch some of these, To Catch a Predator style videos, a lot of these people look like they are not in great shape, not well, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
they can't really get people on their own, you know? I think that's, listen, I mean, I'm pretty sure Stephen Hawking wasn't crawling in pussy, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, that's probably why they get intellects.
Well, I don't know.
Or intellectuals, they go to this island.
That character in Shallow Hal that had spina bifida, he had girls around him all the time.
He had a lot of money,
he had
though.
The tail.
So to be fair.
Wag the dog.
Yeah, but see, he was like, he could talk.
That's true.
His dick worked, probably.
How do you know Stephen Hawking's dick didn't work?
And I'm just guessing.
I don't know.
Well, I just think if you need to like, kind of punch numbers Google in that? With if your nose.
Did Stephen Hawking's dick work?
I don't want to know. Really?
No. Yeah. Please don't Google that.
Yeah. I just think that if you get to the point where you have to have a computer speak for you and you have to like nudge it with your nose and shit, like Dick probably doesn't.
Okay.
Probably not. He probably got intellectually turned on. You know what I mean? Like just in his mind, he was like, I'm so fucking
But what
hard.
If they couldn't solve the equation?
Then he would probably.
Oh, dude, he'd probably get a mass. He'd probably just spooge.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, so the like if night. He knew the answer and they couldn't figure it out, that's what really did it for
him. Yeah, that was his moment.
Yeah, he's
dominance.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, they can't figure it out. Yeah, dude.
He's like, I am better than everyone.
Yeah. I knew I was the smartest.
I am the smartest vegetable alive.
I wonder if. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Hey. Dude, so go back to that.
Now we're getting
that
banned.
First Stephen Hawking's one that you had pulled up. This the first Stephen Hawking.
Dude, what
one.
If he couldn't come, but he just drooled? Like, what if it was reversed? God. Like, that was actually his.
Like
form.
Everything just came out of his mouth.
Yeah, his pre-cum was just him going.
His like, body adapted and it just came out.
Dear
of
Lord,
hey man, you never know.
What is this? We just lost 17 viewers. No, I'm just kidding.
That's fucking fine.
So yeah, God. This. That first one that you clicked on by Mario Knopfwahl referencing Stephen Hawking in the Epstein documents. So I'm going to try to word this, but everybody watching can read what it says. It's pretty risque.
Well, be careful what you say.
Yeah. So allegedly, quote, this is per the document or per this email. This Stephen Hawking participated in underage ORGY. Mm-hmm. So you guys do
Blue Mondays. Blue Mondays. If you all know
Monday,
the band Orgy.
That band?
How
I loved,
does it feel?
I love Blue Orgy. Or Blue Monday by Orgy.
Why does it say they spelled Stephen wrong.
Yeah, they did.
Right?
Stephen.
And then they said
and
Patricia,
then participated.
Patricia Ted.
I don't know.
This is an email, bro.
I got to be honest with you. I don't like the look of this one. This
is an email, so I don't know.
I'm just saying. This one just looks fake to me. That's all. Look at the words and like the way that they're all bled out.
Two spaces right there.
It's weird, dude.
Two spaces there.
I'm not putting much weight on this one.
Maybe they did that to get around searches. You know what I mean? Like things crawling the internet looking for
misspellings, you know, on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real quick, I just saw a comment on the side of this one. That was, it says breaking. Donald Trump indicted for, quote, not being on Epstein's client list.
Yeah, I would not be surprised.
It's like, how dare you? You were supposed to be. Okay. So listen, we now know that Stephen Hawking is as creepy as he looks. And so what's next? David Copperfield does magic with himself and underagers, maybe, right?
He makes the penis disappear.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm. Chris, if you click on that next one right below there,
disappear. Okay, that's what he says.
This next one right below it, even though it's not in the bookmarks, this is just next below on this thread.
Can you imagine if he threw a blanket over some girl and he just said, I now make you 25. And like, he just moves it away. He's like, no, I, you know.
What do you mean? I'm 6'25" year old.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm a magician. Gore.
Oh, Al Gore. Yeah.
Okay.
So he was not on the island. That's what they said.
Okay.
So if you read it, it says, was Al Gore ever there? No. What about Tipper Gore? No.
Okay.
So
that's good.
We can rule him out.
Good.
I didn't know Gore was.
I never really heard that one. So
was on there.
Good for him.
On the plane?
No, I didn't know Gore was one of the people that were like, this guy is part of it.
Yeah, I never really heard that, but good for him.
Yeah, it's just weird how, you know, they're talking about Prince Andrew in the previous question, and then it just goes into Al Gore. I'm like,
well, I think
they
are just kind of just cycling through people and asking, do you know this guy? Did you meet him?
Mm.
Did he caress breasts? Well,
I like how you just put your fingers to the screen like you wanted me to smell them. You're like,
oh, did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I was like, oh.
Son of a bitch.
Well, yeah, Prince Andrew, too. Like, apparently the situation with him was they had him and what was the girl's name?
Virginia Guffrey?
Yeah. Like, we're sitting on a chair together. Because they
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like had a, like a, almost like a, it sounded like a puppet show happening. And they're making these puppets do stuff. And they're making Prince Andrew and Guffrey do what the puppets were doing.
No way.
Yeah. So apparently, like, from what I read, it sounded like, so they made the puppet sit in a chair. So Prince Andrew sat in the chair and had her sit with on his lap or with him. And then the puppet put its hands down its shirt, and then Prince Andrew put his hands down her
shirt.
Oh,
so it was like a puppet twister.
Yeah.
Like, wait, right, so is this in the documents? Boob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so like Brew W in the chat says Gore was VP at the time. I don't know. We're going to have to like verify that. But
yeah, but it says he wasn't there, though.
Well, yeah, you're talking about during Clinton's administration, right? So,
yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, but he wasn't there. So, apparently,
according, the other one, where were you just at? Because right before this is talking about the fucking Pope, bro.
Oh, really?
Wait,
yeah,
what?
Right there. It's right here. No, where is it? Right here. The Pope in Epstein's document. Ghislaine was topless in a photo with the Pope.
What?
Whoa. What? Where's that at?
Click
show
on
that.
This. Click okay. on that. Okay. Click
not
on
the picture, but
this
the,
one right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, hit that one right there. It says, question. And Ghislaine was not topless in a photo with the Pope, just so I'm clear. Correct. Oh
not topless.
I just want to make sure that we get the record really clear. Now, if you actually go to the, it says, my bad. It says Ghislaine was not topless with the Pope. So that would have been juicy, though. That would have been juicy, dude.
Well, did you read that one right below it? It said that they cannot confirm that Trump was not there, right? Is that... Are we getting this right?
It says Marvin McKinney. I don't know that. George Lucas, no. Donald Trump, no. It says, did you ever message Donald Trump?
That was the one we already read.
Yeah, we read that one. So if you go up, it says, Epstein's documents out so far can't confirm that Donald Trump visited Jeffrey Epstein's home or island.
Yep.
Okay.
So going back to the bookmarks here, we were just talking about Prince Andrew. Here's one by Leading Report. Prince Andrew had a Blue Monday.
Yeah, Blue Monday.
You know, that orgy band with, quote, numerous underage girls on Jeffrey Epstein's private island in the U.S. Virgin Islands, according to the court documents.
So Jane Doe number 3 to have sexual relations with was a member of the British royal family, Prince Andrew, a.k.a. Duke of York. Jane Doe number 3 was forced to have, you know, the thing with I guess I already said sexual
relations.
I did not have sexual. With the prince when she was a minor in 3 separate geographical locations, London,
New York, and on the islands. But that cigar did smell nice. So she was legally a minor in 3 different places.
No. Yes.
Yeah. 3 different holes.
I don't know if that matters, because like a minor is a minor. So.
Yeah.
So but here's the thing. All these things. I mean, listen. Maybe not Hawkins so much, but like most of these are kind of ones that we have talked about before that we assumed, you know, even Clinton, like we assume they're pretty guilty. Is there anything new? Like any,
It just came out. I mean, it's several hundred pages of documents. So, yeah, I mean,
So there's one up here. So Alan Dershowitz was one where I was like, okay, so what's going on? Because remember how she came? We just talked about how Virginia Guffrey dropped the case against Alan Dershowitz, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
if you read this next one, we got to be real careful how we read this.
Okay.
That there was forced relationships of the sexual nature.
But
and
then there's
Jane
also
Doe number three is a minor. We don't know who Jane Doe number three is. I think her name has been left off of this because she was a minor at the time.
Yeah.
But this is saying that Jane Doe number three was forced to have these relations with Alan Dershowitz.
So Jane Doe number three must be different than the other document because that document said she had nothing to do with Alan Dershowitz. So that must be a different person.
It's not Virginia Guffrey.
Yeah.
No.
If you go down a little Jane farther, Doe number three is right. From that highlighted spot, if you go down a bit farther here, it says, indeed, Dershowitz helped negotiate an agreement that provided immunity. I just lost it because you.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. Agreed. Where'd it go? Dang, dude.
Right here.
Oh, immunity from federal prosecution in the Southern District of Florida, not only to Epstein, but also to, quote, any potential co-conspirators of Epstein. So thus, Dershowitz helped negotiate an agreement with a provision that provided protection for himself against criminal prosecution in Florida for abusing Jane Doe number three. Because this broad immunity would have been controversial if disclosed, Dershowitz, along with other members of his Epstein's defense team and the government, tried to keep the immunity provision secret from all of Epstein's victims and the general public, even though such secrecy violated the Crimes Victims' Rights Act.
Oh my God, dude. So
that's,
see?
To me, that's even more important.
They're getting the sweetheart deal, dude.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the thing with Dershowitz, right? If he's guilty of doing this, it's not just that he did these heinous acts. It's that he was able, because of his position of power, to manipulate the system to protect those people
exactly.
that were involved. And that, to me, is fucking treason, bro. That's the fucking, it's just gross, icky shit.
Well, he knows the rights. He knows the law. He knows how to wiggle around it.
Well, he knew how to write it into the agreements, you know, and he was smart enough. I mean, it's gross, but he was smart enough at the time to make it to where even if he was caught, like people would be protected from it. And then the fact that the government, it says the government tried to hide this from the public and from the victims. Because it violated
our government
the crime
is guilty
rights
as fuck when it comes to this.
Jeez, man.
Whew. Who do you think Epstein was working for?
Well, I know, I understand that, you would like, it's just, it's kind of sickening to think that like the government, right? I mean, we know that they do, but I'm just saying it's gross to think that parts of the government will protect these people. And when they're like clearly doing
bad
shit.
And clearly like the court that read through these agreements didn't give a shit about laws that were in place to prevent this.
So, I mean, every person, Dershowitz included, every person in the government that knew that this was happening and hid it from the public and hid it from the victims should at minimum be fired from the jobs if they're not already and prosecuted. I mean, like that, why is that even a fucking question?
Yeah.
Dude, it's probably because it's above their pay grade, bro. It's like all, when you think about these honeypot situations, and I put something in the Telegram talking about there was another honeypot sting that happened in the East Coast, like Michigan area. I don't know. But that's what Epstein was. It was like this honeypot CIA type of asset where you have dirt on all these people and you can make them go do things.
I understand.
You can control them. You know what I mean?
Here's my thing though. It, like, let's say that some of these are low level people, right? That were hiding this information. What I don't understand is like you bring those people in. You say, listen, you were there at the time that this was going down. You were privy to this whole thing. We're going to prosecute you, right? Mm-hmm. And like, make them talk. Like, listen, a person that's willing to do this kind of thing, a person that's willing to hide things, the government people that are willing to hide things to protect others, if you think that this is the only thing they know about, you're wrong. Like, if they're willing to be gross and do this kind of stuff, they're willing to do a lot of other stuff, too. So what else? What other information can we pull from them that may not even pertain to Dershowitz or this other case?
True.
Like,
what
I would
other
be,
dirty shit that they know about?
Just say, like, we're going to...
Everything, dude.
I know, like, but I'm just saying, like, we're going to lock you up for 30 fucking years unless you want to help us out. I mean, it doesn't even have to be about Epstein. Like, what else did the government do? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to talk about draining the swamp and ending this bullshit and the corruption, then these people need to start speaking, and maybe we can cut them down to 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
And like, I know we did an episode, pardon my American, way back in the day, about, like, the military kind of experiments that they've done on people.
Yeah,
like just numerous. I mean, it's up in like the 30s, 40s, maybe 50s, but there's so many like just medical experiments that have been performed on people. It's like, what makes you think that these, you know, high up individuals in our government won't do anything to the population.
I mean, listen, that's gross. But I mean, if I'm being very honest, the average dumb American that really doesn't know much, if you say like, yeah, they did some pretty gross, grotesque experiments on people in the name of science, quote unquote, there would be a lot of people like, yeah, I mean, I could see them doing that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, in order to have the things that we have, like they're going to have to do stuff. But if, I mean, this is not that. Like, right. There is no, like, I feel like you could, some people would make a case. I'm not saying it's right, but some people would make a case that like, well, but they had to, right. They had to do that.
Some
but
people
like,
can make the case that they need this information. They're gathering intel.
Well, listen, right? That's what I'm saying.
Even though some miner got hurt, a lot of miners got hurt.
Let them say it, right? If that is your argument, if you pull down Joe Bob over here, who was one of the people, and he says, listen, we knew it was wrong, but in order for us to build a case, we, you know, like this is what had to happen. At least they're saying it and you can start to put the pieces together, right? Like it's not right, but like you know where they're at. But I honestly think that they're dirty.
At the same time, even if you have like a suspicion of that shit happening, you have to have a crime happen before you can actually do anything about it. And you have to have proof of that crime.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what these documents are trying to prove. And that's you know, Virginia Guffrey, it's her word against everybody else's. So it's like, did she have any evidence to this? And this just makes me think of, remember when they raided Epstein's Island?
Yeah.
They had that damn pallet of videotapes.
Oh, yeah.
Photographs. Like, where is all that evidence?
And the shit that there was pictures of when they raided his house in New York and stuff. There was trunks of, like, CDs, like,
yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Stuff that said photos and stuff on it, and like,
well, that's the thing is, I'm sure that the government, at least one of the entities, have the information to back up these claims.
Yeah,
and so like, that's the thing is, like, this is all really good information. It's all like gives you kind of like the pieces of ammunition to have a discussion like we're having, but like it's still right now, it's still her word, right? Like everything that we're saying is based off of her account. Okay. And so there's no kind of combating it either. We haven't seen that. This is not court. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. But do you guys remember the Burnett who came out saying that she was hurt by Epstein and his affiliates?
Yeah.
I mean, to remember the name. I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but she like literally just came out not too long ago. She just said that she took copies of all of these videotapes. She has them. Okay. So it's like, is she going to release them? And it's like, how do you let this woman go saying that stuff? You know what I mean? If you're like the people in charge, the CIA, whoever.
I mean, how do you let her walk around and say that stuff? I would argue, like, why have you not given it up? Right? Like, listen, why would you not turn that stuff in? Right? Like, that would be damning evidence.
Yep.
You know, but to be fair, who are you supposed to turn it to? Right? Like you give it to CNN. Exactly. Are they going to air it? Are they going to fucking destroy it? If you give it to Fox, like what are they going to do with it? I mean, there's obviously some avenues, right? And clearly if think of like a Dan Bongino or Tucker Carlson, right? Like they have their own platforms that they could release information on, but then you would get,
why not go to them?
Well, I think what you would get,
if they're so, you know, on the good side of things,
you would get the argument that it's fake, deep fakes. You hear all that. I'm sure you would hear it, right? Like,
dude, if it's a legit VHS from the 80s, you go, here you go. This is, and it smells like semen. Like, you know that that's legit.
Her
name was Sarah Ransom, by the way. Sarah Ransom. It doesn't mean Sarah Ransom.
Listen,
I remember that name now.
I don't know that it means that it's legit. Like, I can go to a garage sale and get some old VHS tapes, right? Some home videos, even in my garage right now, and actually put new material on those videos still right now. And they'd be old ass looking videos. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that's real. I'm just saying if like Hillary Clinton was on one of these, right? Or Bill Clinton was in there getting his dick sucked, blah, you know, like I could see people saying like, oh, well, there's no proof that it's really him. Like it's, you know, it's not, how do we know that it's, and it's like, how do you handle that when there's such a confusion about the whole thing?
Well, and then going back to Sarah Ransom, she writes, quote, I will be more than willing to swear under oath and testify in court over these sex tapes. It will break your heart into a million tiny pieces when you watch this footage, unquote.
I wish you would release him.
Here's another one. A billionaire Hyatt Hotels executive chairman, Thomas Pritzker, is identified.
Yes. In
documents, who is actually, he's apparently part of a huge, like, multi-billion dollar family he's an heir to. There's like 11 billion.
He was having
To be fair, though, it says, I believe I was with Tom once. I believe is very dubious.
True.
When it comes to putting people in jail.
But then
jail.
You go through, like, his family and Penny Pritzker that's right here. Here's what I'm looking at.
What'd you call me?
Penny Pritzker was also in charge of Ukraine's economic recovery.
Mm. A Harvard board chaired.
Yeah.
Harvard and, board chair.
Yeah, one of the Pritzkers was also part of Harvard. And there's a picture of... Kanakoa the Great shared a picture of Epstein wearing a Harvard sweatshirt. I don't know that he went to Harvard or not.
I don't really look at that I believe thing too bad, honestly. Like, if you think of in context of, like, when you talk and you go, I believe I was with him just one time. You know, like, it's not.
Yeah.
You but were I'm just with
saying
him.
That is something for a lawyer, that's a seasoned cool. lawyer to focus on that word and be like, she believes. So what do you mean you believe? Hard do you believe it? Do you believe it really good or not?
Or
not
do you believe that it was once or twice or three times or four times? You know, like, have you ever been to, I've been on that road. I believe like once or twice. You have been on the road.
It's a
you don't
door.
Know how many
it's
times.
A door they could push open to get a different answer if they wanted.
They could. But what I gather from it is she did have a relation with him. She just is not maybe sure exactly how many times it was.
So, I mean, as time goes on, obviously there's going to be more recognizable people called out in this, because obviously this just came out, so it's going to take time to cipher through a lot of it. But I mean, this is going to include a lot of people, not just like government or high up officials.
I kind of heard something that there's going to be more dropped on the 22nd.
well, because there was a Jane Doe
107 that
107.
Yeah.
Oh, what's he doing in here?
Yeah.
God damn, he's supposed to be like putting his boots up on a table somewhere.
Oh, God.
Juan?
Not on the Epstein dock. 107.
107. All right.
Yeah.
He or she supposedly like put in for possibly to be removed from it. So they're going to look at it. Right.
You know how I took that? That was she was getting paid off to put in this last minute 11th hour appeal.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see. I mean, if they don't approve any of this appeal or anything, it's going to come out on the 22nd. So,
yeah.
I mean, Jimmy Kimmel, is he on there yet? Damn it.
There's a feud going on with him and
freaking
what's his
out.
Name now.
Yeah, he was freaking out.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Yeah. The beef between those two?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
He's basically, Jimmy Kimmel said that he's threatening to sue his ass if he keeps on talking about him.
Yeah.
True.
Well, listen, to be fair, like, maybe Jimmy's on there. Maybe he's not. We don't know yet. Aaron should be careful, right? Like, making accusations is always rough, and especially like in a situation as touchy as pedophiles.
Yeah.
You do need to be a little bit careful who you are claiming is this, but Jimmy is gross. I feel like there's something in my internal being that thinks that guy does really bad shit to people. You know what I mean? Like, he just looks disgusting. He acts disgusting. Yeah.
So I know another one that people are speculating about is Oprah Winfrey and Chris Tucker.
Oh, I did see something about Oprah Winfrey too, but I don't know that someone just said that and they didn't provide like a screenshot of anything, any of the documents that actually said her name. So I was like, I don't know if that's real or not.
We were just talking about Jimmy Kimmel. I just bookmarked something, Chris. This guy did a search for Jimmy Kimmel, and he gave you the document, Exhibit 8, Document 21, Attachment 10, with Jimmy Kimmel's name in there.
Oh.
I don't know what it says, but there's numerous ones. So if you have the actual court documents, we can pull that up. Exhibit 8, Document 21.
I haven't saved on my phone.
Document 21. I'm going to Document 21 now.
While you're doing that, Danielson says that he just heard that the Stephen Hawking is fake.
Okay.
Just all that.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
See, like, we were calling it out, like misspellings.
Yeah, the
and
very
weird
beginning.
Stuff. I told you that that document. And like, we shouldn't have to.
I don't
to.
Know if that was the one that you were worried about. There was an email.
Oh, okay.
Oh, was it the email?
It was the
was
Hawking
fake?
One, yeah.
Yeah, the Stephen Hawking.
Well, there was two Hawking ones. There was the midgets on the chalkboards, and then there was the.
Well, I got to be real with you. That one sounds very fake. that one I didn't even take you seriously on. The other one is the one I thought was fake, the email. But look, I don't think we should have to say this, but obviously we do. And that is
there's going to be fake shit.
Everything we're talking about is still very questionable on both ends.
Well, like, this is such a hot thing that everyone's going to try to get their fucking fingers on it, regardless if it's real or not.
Banyuson also says, Greg, the Jimmy Kimmel is fake. I just sent it to you on Telegram. So listen,
Which one?
I think the one that you.
I'm looking at the documents right now.
Okay.
And this person, I'm not saying it says anything about Jimmy Kimmel doing anything, but his name is in these documents that they searched for. So I'm trying to search for it as well.
Yeah.
I have the first attachment, document 21, attachment 10, exhibit 8 open right now. So I'm looking.
Yeah. Everything we're looking at is still like very
early.
And like, so what I'm getting from it is a lot of the names that we heard about are being repeated.
Are being confirmed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's some real, there's good evidence, right? The Dershowitz thing is very interesting. The Clinton, obviously we already knew.
Well, we knew he was weird already.
But like Clinton, you know, him actually like name being in there is definitely like an important thing. I don't know what effect that has long term.
Well, I guarantee you there is no reason why Hillary shouldn't have any questions, or like people shouldn't be asking Hillary questions, because you don't think she knew anything about this?
Hillary?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she must.
Yeah. We were just talking like, cause Dave, you know, he brought up a good point. She's like the conniving one who like the planner, you know, like, Bill, are you free this weekend? Yeah, what about the 3 weekends from now? Okay. We'll put him down.
Dude, regardless if you're together for business or pleasure, you know what the fuck they're doing. Well, especially if you're trying to run for president of the United States, you know what the fuck they're doing.
The only thing I'll say is, I'm always just trying to look at the other angle. Okay. I don't agree with it. I think there's no way she didn't.
Yeah.
Like there's no way she didn't know. However, like we have seen relationships, right, where it's pretty much strictly business. You know, you get to a certain age and they're together, not because they love each other, not because they fuck. Because
it's financially feasible.
Financially is feasible, or economically is feasible for them. And listen, we know he's a cheater. We know that the guy is promiscuous. We know this. We've known it for a long time. There is a chance that Hillary at some point has just written him off and said, like, listen, he's going to go fuck who he wants, and I can't do anything about it. He's doing his thing. I'm trying to do my thing. Like, she obviously wanted to run for president.
There's that
theory out there that she was a lesbian. Remember?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
What?
Yeah. Like, she didn't even like Bill Clinton. Like, was she just married him for the financial and political thing?
Sure. We don't know. What I'm trying to say is I can see a situation where maybe she didn't know all the details. You know, listen, you're on TikTok.
Yeah, but that'd be like, say you're doing some weird illegal shit in your garage.
Sure.
And your wife's in the house cooking dinner.
Yeah, but that's in the garage.
And then the cops come in and say, we're arresting you guys because of whatever. Yeah. She's like, well, I didn't know anything about this. He goes out in the garage and he does his own thing.
Yeah, but that's in the garage. That's like in your facility where you're at. Like, there's no way that you didn't step in the garage at any point. But if you're on a plane, you're on an island, you know what I'm saying? Like, we haven't heard anything about Hillary being on the island yet.
No.
Not yet. I'm not making an excuse for it. I'm just saying, like, we've seen this on TikTok videos where women are like, you know what? I know my husband's cheating. I know my boyfriend's cheating. I don't even want to know about it. Like, because they obviously aren't going to leave him. I don't know why you would leave somebody like that. But a lot of people just want to like out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what he's doing. I don't want to know what she's doing. Because if you know, then your little heart gets broken. You have to actually do something about it.
I don't think Hillary
and like how long
she doesn't
has
have
this
a heart.
Information
fucking stone, you know,
she doesn't have a heart.
How long
break.
Has this information been out there? Because like Virginia Roberts Guffrey, whatever the hell her name is. I'm reading. So this attachment, I have it open. I'm looking for Jimmy Kimmel's name. I'm not finding it, by the way. But in this attachment, they have a Daily Mail article.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally they just printed out and scanned a Daily Mail article into this, where, you know, they're introducing this into court as evidence or something. But it's saying that in 2020 or 2011, Virginia, who in court papers said that she was kept as a sex slave and forced to sleep with Prince Andrew 3 times.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because that was
in 2011, dude.
That was right, like, after Epstein got in trouble the first time.
Yeah. So it's like, how long has this stuff been tucked under the rug?
Dude, I think what we're seeing is that a lot of it has been, and it's been covered because of certain agendas, because certain people are running for office, because, you know, you name it, right? That's why it's being covered up. AJ says, Dave, it's because ignorance is bliss for some. And that is true.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I could see Hillary Clinton, and she's evil, bro. Evil as evil gets. But I could almost see her saying, you know what, Bill? I don't give a fuck what you do. Don't fuck with my campaign. Don't fuck with my career. And I don't want to know about it. Don't get your ass caught doing anything stupid. And I don't want to know about it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but
I
could almost cards, see that. Dude.
But yeah, just, house but, of cards. Yeah, but just saying, just don't get caught and I don't want to know about it. That's a risky fucking game to play.
Listen, it is. But like, what? Here, let me ask you this. What was she supposed to do? Right? Like, we can all say like she should have turned her husband in if she found out, right? And quite honestly, that might have helped her on the campaign. If she was like, you know what? I'm so willing to get this country back on track and get people held accountable. I turn my own husband in.
Yeah, like, she's got to pull a freaking, what's that guy's name? Bill Gates' wife?
Yeah. She could have got some points for that. Now, at the same time, that could have hurt her too, right? She looks weak. She has a husband that was messing around with her, like on her. Listen, it's all this weird game. It's a sick game.
Yeah.
And so whatever they can do to get another year, that's how I look at it. Everything that they can do to hide something for one more year, hide it for another year, hide it for another year. That's the game.
Yeah. And it's gonna come out. It out as far as you can. Then people will forget about it. It won't hit as hard.
Yeah.
I'm not finding Jimmy Kimmel in this article, by the way. So in that attachment, so if Banielson was referring to that picture in the bookmarks being fake, he might be right.
Well, so all I'm saying is that is a responsibility for anybody that has a show that people watch, right? Yeah. Or even have as a fan, Aaron Rodgers, all that stuff, right? I know you may think it is, and it may be true, but you do have to be very careful about making straight accusations about somebody. It's not, you know, it doesn't benefit anything to accuse somebody before it's their due time.
Well, yeah, and just like you said before, like anyone's going to try and get clicks, especially over something like this. This shit's going to go everywhere. Well, so if you have a big name that you're saying shit about, everyone's going to share it before they even know if it's true. And the people that made it got what they wanted in the first place.
They do it intentionally. Sometimes they want them to do that, so that way they can discredit the whole movement.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, look. Oh, okay. True. So they're just making people. Yeah. Oh, okay. So this is all made up. So well, if that's made up, what else is made up?
Jimmy Kimmel will get sympathy for it because they'll say, hey, there is nothing in the documents, Aaron. There's nothing here. You know, and now he's going to see.
And he said that his whole family was threatened. You know what I mean? Like, my whole family is being threatened by this. Yeah. So,
and even if down the road it does come out that he was, right? Like, then, even then, when it comes out 6 months now that, oh, Jimmy actually was, then people are going to say, you try to get me the first time, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. And it's the Trump thing. It's the same thing, right? Like, if he was guilty, would anybody believe it anyways at this point, right? Because they've attacked him about everything. So if he was guilty, people would be like, nope, it's fucking, this is after him, you know? And that's where Trump gets some points for that shit.
True.
So, just be careful. We try to be careful. We're joking, obviously, about the midgets and the, you know, or the little people. I'm sorry. That's offensive. The little people on chalkboards for hockey.
Midgets isn't offensive, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. I just watched this little person comedian.
I thought that's what we were supposed to call them.
No, little people. Midgets.
But the midgets is a term somebody made up as slander?
Yeah, well, I mean,
yeah, I would look into that, Chris.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think you're supposed to say the M word.
He was saying that, and he was like one of those. He was a funny comedian. You'd recognize him, but he was like, I don't get offended by people saying it, but he's like, that is the N word to little people is midgets. That was.
Watched this is kind of the same thing. I just watched an episode of the show Last Man Standing with Tim.
Oh, yeah.
And the daughter got suspended from school because she added the word gay to somebody's name as like making fun of him. And he went to work and was telling his boss about it. And she was like, I don't know if he's actually gay. And he's like, well, what are we supposed to call him if he is? Isn't that what we're supposed to say? Is gay?
Yeah. I don't think you're supposed to say, oh, gay Richard. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just be like, what's up, gay Richard?
Yeah, it's like an adjective.
Like, you don't need to add it. That would be like me saying, what's up, male Chris?
I mean,
Chris?
It used to be. You know? It used to be like, it used to just mean happy.
That's true.
Because it was in songs and stuff.
Like in the 18...
Oh, jolly and gay.
No, Nirvana, dude.
1890s, I think it was. Like the gay 1890s. They're all happy and joyful.
Yeah, man. I think it was like the 60s. It was if you're gay, you're happy.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe they are happy. I don't know. Yeah,
you know. I've never used the word gay as in like to describe that I'm in a happy mood.
No.
But that was before my time.
It'd be weird if you did. I'm really gay today.
Oh boy.
I'm more gay than I've been in a long time. Like, well, no way you say it sounds right anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, how are you feeling today?
Ruined
gay.
It.
People have ruined it.
I mean, back in our childhood, we used to have those, you know, like the quarter machines. You get the stickers or the little fucking shit out of it, like temporary tattoos.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say
condoms. Yeah. No, well, condoms too. Yeah, those were that was oh, the yeah, bowling the alley.
Was at the bowling alley, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, all the stickers though, man. They were like the fucking like the foil style with the glitter and shit, and there was like rainbows, and you slapped that shit on your bag because it was fine back then. And you had a rainbow, you're like, yeah, it's sick, dude. It's like retro. Now it's like I don't know about that one. You know, I don't know about
that. Yeah, I don't know. I would just be really careful about people just making these broad claims, because I'm seeing like Donald J. Trump news on Twitter, blue check mark, by the way. Angelina Jolie, Jimmy Kimmel say that they will leave the United. Oh, wait, never mind. So, I mean, they're just all these people. I just clicked on another one that was like Oprah Winfrey confirmed to be on the frickin' list.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at the trending, I wouldn't just take it for what it is, because they're not including the actual document when they're saying this stuff.
And we also like know, and you said it right in the beginning, these documents are not guaranteed.
You have the documents up right now, right?
I have them up. Yeah.
Look at page 1375.
Well, what document number?
Oh, it doesn't say.
That's why. See, I think
it cuts that out. Because there's another post that somebody shared that says, you don't have to be on the island, right, Jimmy? And it says, did you ever meet Jimmy Kimmel? And the answer is yes twice. Question, where was this? Answer, at Jeffrey's house in Palm Beach. And they gave him a massage. Yeah,
that's the fake one that Anderson
that's the same one?
The Telegram.
See, but that's what I'm saying.
So that's a fake one.
That's what I'm saying, though. That like,
yeah, why?
The documents, look, if you look at it, Chris, right now, look at one. Like, look what the 1 through 9 looks like, and look what the 10 looks like. I mean, it's like a different font, bro. That's the problem with this whole thing, is unless you've read the documents yourself, like every document that comes out, you have to verify it. You have to go to the actual release.
Well, yeah, and why would there be a queue for the question?
A queue?
A queue.
Why is there not
a queue?
A queue. Why isn't there a queef in this?
Yeah,
In line one, where he asked the question, "Did you ever meet Jimmy Kimmel?" Why wouldn't there be a queue, as that was a question?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's so that's what we're saying ultimately, is that it's fun, it's interesting, but
watch out.
It's very early, and like I think we'll start seeing some real discussions happening, and people that have actually read it. You know what I'm saying?
Mario Narfal, 43 minutes ago. Big names that were mentioned in the Epstein's documents. Former Israel Prime Minister Ehud Barak.
Can you show it?
Yeah, hang on.
George Lucas, no!
George Lucas, Donald. These are just people that were mentioned, regardless of what they did. Ehud Barak, Prince Andrew, George Lucas, Donald Trump, Alan Dershowitz, Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, I knew that.
Al Gore, Alan Dershowitz again.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, Tom Pritzker, Les Wexner.
Bill Richardson, Governor Bill Richardson.
Yeah, that's the Victoria's Secret guy, right? Les Wexner.
And Jean-Luc Brunel. Or Jean-Luc Brunel.
Jean-Luc Brunel, that guy died.
Yeah.
He was
So, I mean, that's the list, but again.
I mean, that's a list.
Just like Al Gore really found nothing
right?
on
wasn't,
him.
Wasn't
like,
confirmed.
I'm going to have
wasn't
to read what happened with George Lucas, man. He better not.
Oh, hey.
He better not. He was in an island far, far away. On an island far, far away.
Dude, that would be hilarious if he was just like, oh, yeah, Star Wars? Oh, is this where Star Wars? Oh, shit, what am I doing here? He's like trying to, you know, go away, just relax, get some ideas for Star Wars.
And the girl was like, yeah, it was weird. He was like having like dick sword fights, like lightsabers.
Where he got the idea of it like not growing good to length.
Yeah. Yeah, man. R2, Me Too movement, you know what I'm saying?
So overall, I mean, just names that we've known, right?
Yeah,
names that we've considered, known, and like, we're not really shocked.
It's step one. We said this last time. It's going to be another 5 or 6 months before we even have more information that's worthy. It just is going to be that way. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us, man. Make sure you guys hit the like button before you bounce out of here, if you haven't already. We heard something that we're flicking it hard. And we'll be back Friday, man. We got the call-in show Friday.
Yeah, Patreon Friday. If you haven't signed up, sign up right now.
Yeah, man. Do it. Great.
Go over to Patreon. Last Americans Podcast.
Cheers to you.
Do it.
Cheers to you, Chris.
Cheers, everybody.
Y'all have a lovely day. Beep, 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 beep.
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.